With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. A powerful earthquake rocked Myanmar earlier today, causing extensive damage across a wide swath of one of the world's poorest countries and prompting officials to warn that the initial death toll above 140 was likely to grow in the days ahead. Correspondent Jerry Harmer has more on this 7.7 magnitude earthquake.
Well, this was an absolutely huge shock here. I was sitting at home and then I heard what sounded like ticking, and I thought maybe it was the washing machine, but I got up to have a look and the washing machine wasn't on, and it was then that I realized that I was swaying and I was becoming dizzy. And then I heard people shouting and it became clear what it was. People are still out here. These are shop workers, restaurant workers, people from condos, residents. And nobody knows what's going on. No one really wants to go back in. Not sure if the buildings are even safe.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump has pardoned the founder of an electric vehicle startup, convicted of defrauding investors out of hundreds of millions of dollars. Correspondent Donna Warder has more.
President Donald Trump has pardoned Trevor Milton, the founder of the electric vehicle startup Nikola. Milton was sentenced last year to 4 years in a federal prison for fraud. Prosecutors say Milton exaggerated the potential of his technology and say a company video even shows a non-functioning prototype truck being driven down a desert highway when actually it was being rolled down a hill. Prosecutors were seeking hundreds of millions of dollars in restitution for defrauded investors. According to the Federal Election Commission, Milton and his wife donated more than $1.8 million to a Trump re-election campaign fund less than a month before the November election. I'm Donna Warder.
Israel has launched an attack on the Lebanese capital, Beirut, for the first time since November. This is SRN News. The Trump administration is investigating a Portland, Oregon school district over letting a transgender athlete compete in girls' sports.
The Department of Education said it was investigating whether the school district's actions violated Title IX, a 1972 law barring sex discrimination in education. School officials maintain they are in compliance, but the administration said it received a complaint of a high school transgender athlete competing in girls' track and field over the last two seasons. Last month, President Trump signed an order to keep biological males out of girls' and women's sports. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
A recent study reveals that American Christians are more pro-Israel and less anti-Semitic than Christians in the United Kingdom. The survey was conducted by Chosen People Ministries, which evangelizes to Jewish communities. According to the data, nearly 6 in 10 American Christians have a favorable view of Jews compared to just half of British Christians. This is SRN News. Utah has moved to ban fluoride in public drinking water, a move criticized by the American Dental Association and others. Correspondent Lisa Adams-Wagner has been following this story and files this report.
Utah has become the first state to ban fluoride in public drinking water, despite widespread opposition from dentists and national health organizations. Republican Governor Spencer Cox signed legislation late Thursday barring cities and communities from deciding whether to add the mineral to their water systems. The ban has brought into the mainstream what were once considered fringe opinions about the potential risks of fluoride. Utah lawmakers say it's a matter of personal choice and that fluoridating public water systems is too expensive. Lawmakers in other states, including Florida, Ohio, and South Carolina, also have proposed restricting fluoride in their water systems. I'm Lisa Adams-Wagner.
You'll find more on these stories plus other headlines at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.